Hello, welcome to Journey of the Monkey King. This episode is late. I'm sick again, but I want to get it out before Christmas and take a break. We're on the last chapter of Volume 3.
How dare you be sick again?
Yeah.
How dare you? Those lazy commie antibodies that you have. Go and tell your immune system to pull itself up by its bootstraps. Take a run. Have a cold shower.
Can I just die instead?
No, you're not allowed to die. Drink your Lemsip and look after yourself, and you probably shouldn't be recording this, but I understand and respect that you just want to have it done.
Yeah, oh god, I realized that lunchtime today, because I was working today, because I've also already used all of my sick days and holiday days for this year, and I would prefer not to lose a day's pay if I can just half-ass it instead. If my boss is listening, that was a joke. But I realized about lunchtime today that I was feeling like shit still, and it came to me all at once that I suddenly realized that morning I had not actually drank a Lemsip as I had intended. I actually had drank a hot Dioralite. So I'm very hydrated today, at least.
Well done. At least you didn't accidentally take the drowsy meds.
Oh, just knock me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're kind of mid storyline. This won't be the end of this storyline. I was kind of hoping maybe to get to the end of it before Christmas, but there's another at least two chapters after this one. I think
it's a Christmas cliffhanger. We're giving you the gift of suspense. It's something that will help you feel alive. You're welcome.
Yeah, and this is the end of Volume 3. By the end of this, we will be 3/4 of the way through the book.
Ah.
Yeah.
We're slightly more west than we were. Mm. We're a lot more west than we were.
Yeah. It's only taken how many fucking years at this point? Have we been doing this for 3 years?
We've been doing this for 3 years, but we forget that time was soup for a good while.
I don't know about
you guys personally, but for me it has not fully unsoupified.
This seemed like a reasonable lockdown project, and then lockdown ended, as evidenced by the fact that I keep getting sick.
We're all fine. It's grand. We didn't basically decimate our entire population's immune system and, you know, give a lot of people actual brain damage. We're all fine. It's all fine. It's all fine. It's all fine.
Yay.
Now, what's that silly monkey up to this week?
So if you recall, at the end of the last chapter, Sun Wukong successfully scared away all of the guards outside the, was it the Camel Ridge Cave, was it, I think? Camel something. Sorry, Lion Camel Cave. I have it written down in front of me. I have a script. I should just look at my script.
Are you sure you're okay to record, Quiva?
Don't worry about it. I might just be slightly delirious, but I'll be fine. It'll just make it more funny. So outside the cave is not a pretty sight. There's mounds of skeletons. They have blankets made of human hair, rotting flesh everywhere. There's tendons drying on trees.
Sustainable.
It's a fucking charnel house. It's bad. Inside though, it's lovely. It's downright palatial. There's gardens and bamboo groves for miles. And I'm not really sure how the logistics of this works inside a cave, but apparently it's lovely.
You know, I respect all the effort that's gone into keeping the neighbors away.
Yeah. And so far into this, there's another gate, and inside there are the three demon kings in charge of this place sitting on their thrones. So the middle and head demon is a green-haired lion. To his left is a yellow-tusked elephant. And to the right is what Anthony Yu translates as the Great Eagle Rock. Rock spelt R-O-C, as in, like, the type of giant mythical bird.
Ah, okay. I was gonna just picture, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson in a little headdress.
Feel free to picture Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, I'm not going to stop you.
I think I will.
So Wukong is still disguised as Little Windcutter. And he tells more or less the same story that he told to the guards outside. Sun Wukong is down the mountain. He's huge. He's terrifying. He's going to kill us all.
Super handsome and smart.
Yeah. He's the best. We're all fucked. So the lion, the head demon king, is like, I said we shouldn't attack the Tong Monk. This isn't going to end well. Let's just order everyone to come in and we'll punker down. And someone tells him, like, everyone outside's already left. They ran away. So he's just like, okay, fuck it. Shut the gate immediately. Shut the gate. We're doing nothing. We're staying in here. And Wukong thinks, oh, this might be a problem. If they lock me in, they'll probably start questioning me more and figure out that I'm a fake eventually. So his plan is to make them scared to be locked up in here so they'll open the gate again. So he's like,
I'm not locked in. I'm here with you. You're locked in here with me.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, well, you know, Wukong, he can transform, he could sneak, he could just turn into a fly, he could sneak in. What do we do then? So the Demon King just announces, like, okay, everyone, just be on high alert for any flies. If you see a fly, it's definitely Wukong.
See, he could have just turned into a fly and snuck out, no?
Well, they'd see him do it, and I guess they might, maybe he'd worry that they'd be able to, like, catch him as a fly if they see him transform into one, maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What he does is he pulls out one of his hairs and turns that into a fly to buzz around a bit to scare them all. And so all the monsters start, like, falling over themselves with brooms trying to swat the fly. And Wukong starts bursting his hole laughing at them.
I'm just, sorry, I'm trying to, there's some really troubling questions about the Wukong clones that he can create with his hair that have popped into my brain.
Are they, like, sentient in that?
Are they sentient? Could one of them be a full Kong? Has that already happened? If it did, would we know?
I think I might have brought this up before, but there's a computer game called Styx, Master of Shadows, where you play a little goblin man, and you sneak around and stab people, and the plot kind of involves that a little bit. I like that game. It got kind of middling reviews. It was a bit fiddly, but I liked it.
Fun.
Yeah. I think I may have brought it up before. I don't know.
Doesn't answer the question, but
Yes, that's not going to get answered. The narrative does not, like, I think, have that level of concern about such things.
That's fair. I'll let it trouble me quietly.
Yeah. But yeah, it turns out when Wukong starts laughing like this, he can't control his transformation that well, and his face starts shifting back to his normal face. The Rock is the only one who notices this, and he starts kicking up a fuss, but Wukong quickly, like, smudges his face back into shape before anyone else can spot it.
Okay, so he's just gonna gaslight that bird?
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, the lion, he doesn't even need to. The lion is just like, oh no, that's definitely Little Windcutter. Look, I'd never mistake him for any else. Show me your nameplate there. Look, this, he has the ID. See, he's real. He has the ID. But yeah, the Rock doesn't take any of this. He just orders the minions to tie Wukong up anyway. And when they grab him, they see under his clothes. So apparently, I don't think this has ever been a limitation before, but now there's another issue with Wukong shapeshifting, which is that apparently, if he turns into an animal or a plant or an animate object, it's basically perfect. But if he changes into a person, he can change his face, but he still has a monkey body and a tail.
Yeah. I guess he's never been disrobed as a shape-shifted person before.
Yeah.
Which is strange, given what he does be up to, you know?
Given the seduction, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they see his big red ass and his tail, and they realize that it actually is Wukong. But before he's able to escape, they get their magic phase out. So it takes 36 monsters to lift it, because magic. And they bring it up, take off the lid, and it sucks him inside.
Ah, no. Bottle Kong.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem too bad inside the Pokeball at first. He shrinks down a little bit to make it a little bit more comfortable, and kind of nothing really happens. And he thinks out loud to himself, yeah, this is fine. They said this would melt anyone who was put into it, but nothing's happening. Unfortunately, the vase is voice activated. So as soon as he says that, it immediately bursts into flames.
Ah. It only hurts if you bitch about it.
Yeah, if he just said nothing, he would have been fine.
Yeah, and I mean, he spent so long under the mountain in that, what do you call it?
The mountain of the... Oh, sorry, you're doing the brazier thing again.
I am doing the brazier thing again.
Anyway.
I'll get you on it one of these days.
Yeah. But yeah, he is fine, kind of. Like, he can do fire repellent magic. The flames don't hurt him. He's okay. But that's not the only thing the vase does. Snakes start to pour out of it, biting.
Oh, shit.
He's able to fight them off and kill them, but they're replaced by fire dragons.
Less easy to fight off and kill.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to me, you know, that it needs to specify fire dragons. Just, you know, reading it as a Western perspective, you just be like, yeah, dragons, fire, that's normal. But you know, Lung's Chinese dragons are like watery creatures, but this is a fire dragon, that's unusual. Yeah.
He went out west.
Yeah, I guess.
You should ask him if there's a shortcut.
Yeah.
It's taken me 3 fucking years.
Oh, I think it's taken in the narrative, it's taken them even longer, I think. I think it's been more than 3 years, a lot more than 3 years at this point.
Can you imagine putting up with Baji every day for 3 years? Are we certain that the Tong monk is not already a bodhisattva? This is the only explanation I have as to why the pig still lives.
So yeah, the unfortunately John Pork is still with us.
John Pork.
it's a thing. I don't know. It's just it's a meme thing. So yeah, Wukong starts thinking this is starting to go poorly. So he tries to his usual tricks. He grows really big, but the base just grows to accommodate him. He tries to shrink down really, really tiny, but it starts shrinking to fit him as well when he goes too small. And he is just trapped. Also his legs start to melt a bit, which is a problem.
Yeah, for most people that you'd consider legs getting a bit melted a bit.
But he does remember. He remembers chapter 15. Do you remember chapter 15? Of course you don't fucking remember chapter 15. It was 3 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
But do you remember the Eagle Grief stream?
Oh yeah.
So the stream where it's so clear that eagles would drown themselves in it because they thought it was the sky.
Yeah.
So all the way back then, Guan Yin gave Wukong 3 magic hairs to use in an emergency.
He's calling mommy.
Well, that's not quite what they do. He rubs around the back of his head until he finds 3 hairs that are stiffer than all the others. And he pulls them out. And he transforms them into... So he transforms the first into a diamond drill, the second into a strip of bamboo, and the third into a rope. And he uses them to make a bow drill. So like a bow drill, if you look them up, you'll find mostly examples of using them as a fire starting method. It's like imagine like you have a bow, but the string is wrapped around a drill and you kind of hold the end of the drill and you kind of make a sawing motion with the bow and it as it twists around the drill, it turns it. Or you can picture this or you can like look them up on Google. You'll see fire starting example ones, but it's the same idea. It's just being used as an actual drill rather than fire starting equipment.
Okay.
And this drill, made of the magic hairs, is powerful enough to drill through the bottom of the base. And as soon as he makes a hole in it, I feel like he could have also used this the last time he was stuck in the magic face, which was very similar. Anyway, he drills a hole in it, and all of the magic leaks out. It turns inert, all the fire goes out and everything. And he turns into a mole cricket and crawls out. And he flies out and he perches up on the lion's head and decides to listen for a bit to see what they're doing. And as they're chatting, they reckon, hey, Pilgrim Sun is probably melted by now. Let's go check on the vase. And they get the 36 minions who brought it up. All right, go pick it up, have a look at it, bring it before us. And they go to pick it up and they're like, hey, this is much lighter now. Actually, like one of us can pick this up. And they're like, what? Wait, what? How is it lighter? That's not meant to happen. So
that's not how mass works. Yeah.
So they pull off the stopper in a panic and realize that Wukong is gone. And they're like, okay, shut the door again. Shut the door again. Fuck, 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 fuck. But before they can seal it, Wukong turns back into his original form and jumps out the gate. And he flies back to the other pilgrims to fill them in on what's happened.
Unmelted.
Unmelted. He's fine.
Unbothered. Moisturized in his lane, etc.
Yes, exactly. Not for long, though, because Tripitaka, he tells the story to Tripitaka, and Tripitaka's like, oh, well, you didn't actually fight the monsters. It's like, no, I just left this time. Like, well, we can't...
Wow, a moment of growth for you!
This is not how Tripitaka takes it. Tripitaka is like, well, we don't really know if you can defend me against them then. Like, are you sure you can take them in a fight? Am I going to be okay here?
What? You little shit scurrying fuck.
He lives for the drama.
Jesus, this is a departure for you.
So Wukong is actually kind of unsure about being able to fight just the sheer number of demons that they have on this mountain, which is unusual for him, but Tripitaka is just like, take Baji and Wujing with you. And Wukong's like, okay, I'll take Baji. Wujing stays here to protect you. Baji, if you recall, is still kind of scared shitless of this whole situation. He literally shat his pants over it. And he's like... He's just like... I don't know if I'm really going to be any help to you. You're a lot stronger than me. I'm pretty useless, actually.
Yep.
And Wukong's like, yeah, true. But
cannon fodder.
you're still another person, at least. He uses a figure of speech.
Big shield.
Even a fart is additional air. You can be my fart. You can be moral support. So the two of them go bang on the door of the cave and tell the demons to come out and fight. And inside, the old lion demon shouts to everyone, okay, who is brave enough to fight Pilgrim Sun?
You know what? This could have been everyone here just wanted to stay in their lane in the end.
No one says a single fucking thing. And eventually he's just like, okay, I'll do it myself. We need to have some bit of pride here. I don't want to get a reputation for having gone soft. We can't just let these guys walk past without having a fight. But instead of just a straightforward fight, he gives a challenge to Wukong. Let me hit you on the head 3 times with my scimitar. And if you survive, we'll just lock the doors and let you go through the mountain in peace. And we'll just leave you the fuck alone. And Wukong's like, yeah, sure, cool. Give me that in writing. Happy with that deal. Hit me in the head. Go for it. Sorry, cleaning my nose a bit.
You okay?
I'm good. The Lemsip is helping. So when the demon tries to hit Wukong the first time, Wukong doesn't just take it, he headbutts the sword.
Oof.
And he's fine.
Alright.
The second blow, I'm a little bit unclear from the description. It either does split his head open, but he kind of rolls with it and uses it to split into two Wukongs who are both fine, or else he just splits in half and he's fine and he's just doing it to fuck with the demon. Either way, he's kind of doing either way, he's kind of doing it to fuck with the demon, and he's fine.
Yeah, he's showboating.
Yeah. The demon isn't actually that impressed by it. He knew that Wukong could do body division already from reputation. But for some reason, he doesn't think that Wukong can recombine. And he says, oh, show me, if you can go back into one body, I'll let you take a swing at me with your rod.
Mm. Oh, dear.
And Wukong is like, oh, I promised to let you hit me 3 times. If I attack you before you do that, I'll ruin my good reputation. It'll be very bad. And then he hits him anyway.
I'm a man of honor. Quack.
Yeah. Or he doesn't hit him. He takes a swing at him and the lion blocks it, rather. And they start fighting properly now. And they're fairly evenly matched until Baji decides to intervene and try and help Wukong out. Now this is more or less how the narrator describes it. The lion demon doesn't realize that Baji is completely useless, and runs away even though it wouldn't matter at all.
I mean, he looks ugly as fuck.
Mean.
He's described as such in the narrative many times.
I mean constantly, yeah. He's but also I mean, there's worse things about him than his appearance. You know.
True. True. I will not body shame the giant rapist pig.
So yeah, the lion flees a little bit, but he stops, turns around, turns back into his original form, and opens his jaws huge to swallow Wukong and Baji. Baji dives out of the way into some bushes, but Wukong dives into his mouth intentionally.
That's a move.
Baji thinks that Wukong is just dead for the dozenth time, and again, he goes back to Wujing and's like, oh, Wukong's dead. We should abandon the pilgrimage. Let's just, like, divide up the luggage and go.
Let's go home.
Yeah.
It's been years.
Let's go back to my wife, who I'm sure misses me and doesn't bless every day I'm gone. Sorry.
It's okay.
So yeah, meanwhile, the lion goes back to his brothers to brag about swallowing Wukong, but the rock is just like, oh, no, 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 you should not have done that. I didn't tell you. The phrase he uses is, pilgrim's son is inedible. And Wukong, from inside the lion's stomach, shouts out to them, I'm very edible. And I'm very satisfying. I promise. Once you eat me, you'll never be hungry again.
Because you'll die.
Because you'll be dead. It's funny.
Also, I'm delicious.
Yeah. My cat has jumped up on my lap, by the way.
Oh, that's so good.
Mm.
So, oh, yeah. My friend got a cat recently, and he named her Baby Guinness.
Is that the one that you sent me a picture of you petting?
I pet many cats. No, my mother has 4 cats now, which is a whole thing in itself. So it might have been, yeah. Oh. It may have been one of those. I think it was one of those. Yeah, that is the one I sent you a picture of, is Hidari.
Okay.
They're pair of calico kittens. One's got a patch over its left eye, and one's got a patch over his right eye. So it's Hidari and Miji, left and right.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, baby Guinness is Felix's cat.
Nice.
Yes. Not just interrupted it for cat facts, interrupted for personal cat facts. My mother is training these cats to be killers, by the way. They're like rural countryside working cats, so they do like kitty boot camp.
Okay.
For a couple of hours a day where she just plays with toys, which is adorable until she starts sending me pictures of their kills.
Yeah.
And like she knows how to send video over WhatsApp now, and the sounds are just really distressing.
Oh no.
I yeah. don't like either rodents or the sound of rending flesh.
Asog is an indoor cat. She doesn't get to go on murder sprees.
Yeah, no, these four cats are really good at their murder sprees.
She just looks at pigeons out the window and makes "I want to kill them" noises. It's very cute.
Mother, why can't I decimate the local bird population? Mother.
So yeah, anyway, fucking book. The lion starts drinking boiled salt water to try and make him to make himself throw up.
Which you just had on hand.
No, they boil it. They get it boiled for this purpose. I'm not sure why you need to boil the salt water, but maybe just for like sanitary reasons. Yeah, so he throws up a lot, but it doesn't work to dislodge Wukong. Wukong is, if he doesn't want to leave your stomach, he's not leaving. And he just starts cracking jokes. He's like shouting at them from inside the lion. Oh, I'm just a poor monk. I don't have a nice warm coat. It's so cold at this time of year. And your belly is so warm. I think I'll spend all winter here.
I'm just gonna comment on everything you eat as well.
Yeah. Well,
judgmentally.
The monster's retort is, well, okay, I'm just gonna take up fucking ascetic meditation. I'm gonna hibernate all winter and not eat anything. You'll starve.
He does realize that Wukong can just like grow really, really, really big and explode him. Is this what's gonna happen? Is Wukong going to grow really, really big and explode him?
In fairness, he can also grow really, really big. Don't know if he can grow, if he can't grow as big as Wukong or not, but he can also do this, in fairness.
It's a literal arms race.
So yeah, Wukong's reply is, we picked up a nice frying pan while we were passing through Canton. I'll just make a nice bit of chop suey here with your organs, bit of liver, it'd be lovely. Which is, you know, an empty threat. Wukong is a vegetarian now.
Yeah, I mean, he can still prepare it.
Yeah, they carry on this little back and forth, though. He's like, some of the demons are going to be like, hey, if he lights a fire in your stomach, where's the smoke going to go? And Wukong's like, don't worry about it. I'll just make a chimney through your skull.
Okay, at this point, they're just flirting. I kind of ship it, I'm not going to lie. Everyone's a sucker for murder husbands.
Okay. Sorry, there's something related to shipping on my mind with regards the new Doctor Who, that's the three specials that I've just been, and particularly an extract from one of the novelizations that has a joke about has a joke about shipping and Tumblr GIF sets in it.
You just say GIF.
Yes. I don't. I'm not having this fucking argument. I don't care. I have said GIF since I first saw that word, and I don't care to have an argument about it. Say GIF, okay. Whatever. Fuck off. Sorry.
All right. Okay. Fun fact, my friend's got a Doctor Who villain named after them.
Ah, yes, the Cheetle.
The Cheetle.
Oh.
Becky Cheetle rocks.
She deserves it.
She deserves it. She's an incredible comedian.
Yeah, where the fuck was I? Yeah, so the last thing they try and do to get him out is to have the lion drink medicinal wine. I guess the idea here is kind of like Wukong is like an infection, so they're giving the lion medicine. I'm not entirely sure how the wine is meant to work here. But what Wukong does is disgusting. He puts his own mouth around the base of the lion's esophagus.
I'm still gonna call it flirting.
And drinks the wine. Or wait, sorry, is it still the esophagus when it goes to your stomach, or?
Yeah, trachea is the windpipe. Esophagus goes to the stomach.
Okay, thank you. So yeah, he puts his own mouth to the base of the lion's esophagus, and just drinks the wine as it comes down. After like knocking a load back, the wine is like, I would normally be hammered by now. I don't feel anything. What's going on? But Wukong is feeling the effects, and he starts to get kind of rowdy inside the lion's stomach. Basically, the lion's just in incredible pain from a monkey going ham on his stomach and organs.
Wukong's a fighty drunk. I mean,
yeah,
that's some brand.
That's actually the end of this chapter. Unusually, it is a cliffhanger where is it even qualify as a cliffhanger where the protagonist has the advantage this time, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it's Wukong, before anything else, is extremely annoying. You don't want to share your body with him for a very... Yeah. 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 I'm sure he can brat his way out of this.
Okay. So wrapping up a few notes, as I said, gonna take a break for Christmas.
Woo!
Back in the new year. With chapter 76. Also the Ring podcast is out. At least one episode of it is. It looks like I'm probably going to probably be releasing these monthly for the moment. I meant to have a better schedule on that, but, you know, sick repeatedly and everything. You can find it on oakreef.ie/ring. I'm self-hosting it. That doesn't mean you can't find it on, like, Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify or whatever. It's also on those places. But I just experimented with self-hosting it. And it seems to be working fine. So I will probably move this podcast feed also from Buzzsprout to self-hosting it. I might wait until we're back to do that so that there isn't a like month-long break where you're wondering, oh, have they not released an episode yet because they're just still on a break, or did the moving to self-hosted go badly or anything? Sorry, I should explain this.
If we don't post, we're dead.
Yeah. If I think this will go fine. The Ring podcast self-hosting has gone fine, and if moving this podcast to self-hosting works fine, if you're subscribed to it, there should be no change to you. It should be the same feed. There should be no discernible difference. Nothing should really happen. If something does go wrong, you will be able to find this podcast and the links to re-find it in other places on oakreef.ie/monkeyking. But that should not be necessary. But I'm hoping to move this one to self-hosted too, because that will save me some money on what I paid hosts this on Buzzsprout. It means I will lose access to some like analytics stuff.
We trust you're out there.
Yeah, so the only way I'll know then if the podcast is doing really well is if you just like make it popular enough to crash my website. So New Year's resolution for everyone when we're back in January, please take down my website by making the podcast too popular.
Liberate
yeah.
Riva from her website. She must be free. My career is in a weird place where there's a big thing I can't talk about yet, but it's taking up all my time. So I'm going to ask people to follow people I quite like comedian Becky Cheadle, who has a Doctor Who villain named after her, and Goblins, 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 who's an alt comedy slash drag legend whose existence I remembered earlier this evening and who's just great.
I'm very curious. I know from talking to him months and months ago that...
Oh, and Felix, who has the cool cat named Guinness. Felix O'Connor.
Felix may or may not have something cool soon. I don't know if that is actually true or not. Maybe should not even say that, but...
I'm sure I can't possibly comment, Guiva. You can speak to my lawyer.
Okay. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening. Keep listening in the new year when we're back. I am very tired.
Yep. Vibes.
Bye.